Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really jumping into your venue's audiovisual gear, the mission. Figure out what's already there, what it actually does, and maybe, what's missing, so you can get a quick handle on things for your next event.
That's right. I mean, every venue sort of tells a story with its AV, doesn't it? Usually you've got like a basic sound system, some lights you can control somehow, and often a projector or some kind of video screen. Understanding how these pieces work, but also how they work together. That's really key for great events. It's all about you getting that, quick, informed look at your tech setup.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Starting with lighting, let's shed some light. Sorry, couldn't resist. When you first walk into almost any venue, you'll see what people call work lights.
Exactly. Yeah, think of those bright, maybe fluorescent or LED lights, the ones that just flood the room. They kind of give you that bright, maybe a bit stale hospital vibe. Their job is purely practical, helping with setup, cleaning, getting the venue ready before it's showtime. And critically, they're usually just on or off. Simple switches, no dimmers connected to those typically.
Right. Okay, but here's where it gets really interesting for, putting on an actual event. We move beyond those work lights to the show lighting or event lighting. And this stuff, ideally, is controlled by a proper lighting controller.
And we're not just talking about a simple dimmer switch on the wall here. When we say professional lighting consoles, think names like ETC EOS, High-End Systems, Hog, Granime, Jan's Vista maybe. They can look pretty intimidating at first glance, honestly. Lots of buttons, faders, like a spaceship cockpit sometimes. But these are the, the industry standard brains behind really cool light shows. They handle tons of fixtures, complex cues, way beyond just on-off.
Okay, so that sounds complicated, but let's boil it down. At its heart, a light's basic job is just to glow, right?
Pretty much. Yeah, it glows. For a standard conventional light bulb, the physics is simple enough. Send electricity to the filament, the tungsten resists, it heats up, boom, light. But the real power, especially for event design, comes from the dimmer. That lets you control how much electricity goes through, so you can set the intensity, like just 10% or maybe 50 or full blast, 100%. It's that control over brightness that lets you shape the mood, focus attention, all that good stuff.
Okay. And then you've got the fancier stuff like LEDs, color-changing lights, moving lights. Those obviously have like way more parameters than just brightness, color, position, patterns. We probably shouldn't go too far down that rabbit hole today. Keep things focused.
Agreed. Yeah, that's a whole other deep dive. But the idea is the same. Controlled output, just more options. So what's fascinating now is shifting from, lighting the stage to projecting images onto it. The visual storytelling part. Most venues, especially older or larger ones, they'll have some kind of projection system. Often it's that electric screen that kind of rolls down from the ceiling above the stage area.
And the projector itself, usually tucked away at the back of the room, maybe? Or sometimes partway in? Depends on that throw distance thing, right? How far it needs to be to make the picture the right size and focus.
Exactly. Throw distance is key. But another big challenge with projection is light pollution. Basically, any stray light in the room from windows, maybe the house lights weren't dimmed enough, even some stage lighting spilling over, it just washes out the projected image, makes the colors look dull, kills the contrast.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's why movie theaters are totally dark, right? They want your eyes only seeing the light reflecting off the screen, so you get the full color, the full impact.
Precisely. Any other light just interferes with that. Now, these projection systems in venues, they're almost always driven by computers these days. If you happen to be a Mac user, you might run into software called QLab. QLab is, it's a really popular tool in theater and events for queuing up and playing back video, sound, even controlling light sometimes, all timed out perfectly. It's pretty powerful. Definitely something we could maybe dig into another time.
And hey, if your venue have a massive video wall,
obvious.
Lucky you. That's definitely next level stuff.
Huh. Yeah, kidding. Mostly. But seriously, if you're dealing with complex video setups or running into problems, give us a call. We can help figure that out.
All right, let's switch gears. Sound systems. I think we've touched on this before, but it bears repeating. It's kind of a common issue, isn't it? AV systems getting installed without really talking to the people who are going to use them day to day.
Well, absolutely. It happens all the time. Often it just comes down to, the budget they had at the time or, what gear the installer had easily available. It's not always about what's actually best for the room's acoustics or the kinds of events that'll happen there. It leads to compromises.
So how can you tell just by looking if you've got a potentially decent setup versus not so great? For the main audience speakers, I mean, like two speakers, one left, one right. That's generally a good sign, yeah, for stereo sound.
Generally, yes. Left and right speakers give you the potential for good stereo imaging and decent coverage. across the audience.
Yeah.
What you don't want to see is that that dreaded center cluster, just one or maybe two speaker boxes hanging right in the middle, high up. That setup usually means uneven sound, no real stereo image, potentially weird phasing issues.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you're missing out on clear, engaging audio for a lot of the room.
Right. You lose that immersive quality.
Totally. And connecting this to the bigger picture, I remember consulting with a local prep school. They were building a new performing arts center. We spent a lot of time talking not just about speakers, but their vision. What kinds of events did they see happening there? Everything from, you know, simple school assemblies right up to bringing in professional bands or theater tours. And because we had that conversation, they understood why investing in a proper line array system made sense. A line array, for anyone who doesn't know, isn't just one big speaker. It's a bunch of speaker elements stacked vertically. It lets you control the sound dispersion much more precisely, cover a large space evenly from front to back. It was the right tool for their ambitions.
Okay, so that's the sound going out to the audience. But what about the people on stage? Presenters, musicians? Okay. They need to hear too, right?
Absolutely crucial. Yeah, that's called monitoring. You need a separate auxiliary audio system for that. Usually it's fed from the main sound mixer using what are called OSONs or monitor mixes. It sends tailored mixes back to speakers on stage wedges on the floor, or maybe side fills, or even in-ear monitors for performers. If they can't hear themselves or each other properly, the whole performance can fall apart.
So it's really a whole ecosystem of sound, not just the main speakers.
Exactly. Which kind of raises the big question for you listening.
Hmm.
How well do you really know your system? The bottom line for lighting, video, sound, all of it, is know what gear you actually have, know where it is, and crucially, know how it's all hooked together. That understanding is step one.
So today was really about that first step, taking a tour, identifying the basic lighting, projection, and sound gear you're likely to find, and importantly, why some setups work better than others for making your event successful.
Mm-hmm. Knowing your gear is just the starting point, but it's a vital one. It empowers you.
And next time, we're going to get practical. How do you actually use this stuff? We'll talk about programming cues, running a show smoothly, and ultimately making all this tech kind of disappear. So the message, the performance, the magic, that's what takes center stage.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Sure.
Until then, keep exploring your venue, keep asking those questions about your equipment, and just remember, great events really do start with knowing your tools inside and out.